Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to the launch of Do the Woo 4.0. Woo! Woo! The day is here. First official day of the event at WordCamp Europe and the official launch of Do the Woo 4.0. And to be honest, I don't even know where to begin. With the podcast, since its return, 2018 has gone through so many different directions of growth. So I say, let's step back to the end of 2022. When we moved Do the Woo to its own site, that was our first major big step. And as I grew that format over time, finding new hosts to join our team, something hit me around the end of 2022. Some call it a tickle, that little feeling that there's something bigger on the horizon. Moving into 2023, I revisited the reason for creating Do the Woo, building a community of builders and business owners in the space. But as time went on, my ideas grew wider, and it wasn't just about Woo, but the bigger picture of WordPress, our ecosystem. Of course, one thing led to another, and I spent too many early mornings waking up and thinking, hey, that'd be cool. You know, we could even maybe step out of the bubble a bit. Other communities, other open source, all these ideas were going through my head. Needless to say, they kept me from falling back to sleep. And I knew in my heart that everything I kept thinking about grew around two simple concepts: elevating voices and creating a podcast by the community for the community. And the rest would all fall into place. So fast forward to October of last year. I'd been creating more episodes and each one fell to its little funnel, but yet they were part of the Do the Woo fire hose. In other words, it was one big pond with so many fish. Okay, but seriously, for months I dreamt of a new site, a site that would show off the channel Do the Woo podcast, a site where people could find and subscribe to the shows they want, a site to amplify the voices. And at the same time, I didn't want to tinker anymore with the site. I just want to create content. From that, I longingly looked at the opportunity to moving it on WordPress.com, thinking it could be more hands-off. Well, in my head, it all sounded great, but that's, you know, where it was in my head. I knew it'd take resources. So let's just say I sent a Slack message to Matt Mullenweg and told him that I was thinking about all of this stuff. 2 or 3 weeks later, I had a team to redesign my site, and I was a new partner with WordPress.com. The rest is history. Yeah, sort of history. Now, in those last few sentences, there's a lot to unpack, so I'm going to save that for another time and kind of get into that more, but I've never been more thrilled about the future of Do the Woo than I did at that moment in time. Now, rest assured, you know, Do the Woo has not been bought. We're not part of Automattic. We're not part of WordPress.com. Nobody took a piece of me. We are still who we are. The hosts, the community, myself. The fact that Do the Woo is valued as much as it is speaks loudly to everyone that has helped me build this. Now, wait a minute. I'm here to tell you about the launch. I kind of got into a little bit of the backstory, and I think there's going to be more of the backstory later on. But the process between that moment and now has been an incredible one. In fact, I'll be getting some of the team to join me on the podcast here to talk about that piece of it more later. That'll be fun. And I'm sure there's other bits and pieces I'll add along the way. Now, some of you may have seen the site go live in March. I was at CloudFest in Germany. WordPress.com pushed out this really cool video they did of me. Now, never in my life would I think the words cool, video, and me would come into the same sentence, but they did it with their magic. It was done in Madrid before Stay the Word 2023. Let's just say it was still a diamond in the rough as far as the site was behind the scenes. We pushed it to the limits for that particular, hey, it's live. But we decided internally here at Do the Woo not to call it our official launch. And there's some work to be done on it, both the site and the content. And again, that story behind all of that, I'm going to save for yet another podcast, because this would be an extremely long podcast if I elaborated on each one of these pieces. So somewhere, sometime, you'll hear that story. It's an interesting one. It's all about rebranding what I did, just what it takes. And yeah, it was quite an adventure and well worth it. You know, the fact that it was built by some of the best WordPressers in the world, you know, I'm very proud of it. I'm amazed at what they produced. And I just want to touch on a few things. We have all the shows in place as of this launch. The show Scaling Enterprise, WordPress and OSS that you heard about earlier this week from the new hosts is going to be the last to our collection, capping the number of shows at an even dozen or 12. Any new episodes we may plug in here and there, they will fall under those existing shows. Now, each show has its own page where you can not only learn about it, see who the hosts are, see past episodes, you know, kind of that page, but it's very nicely formatted page. But best of all, each particular show has its own feed, so you can subscribe to your favorite show. That was really one of the top priorities of this new site, is to give you listeners, whether new, existing listeners, an easy way to subscribe to the content you want to listen to. Of course, you can always subscribe to all the shows via the Do the Woo full feed. And all of those you will find on your favorite podcast apps, obviously. And on the About page, we have a very cool map that was done that you've seen on other sites. It's not like, you know, brand new, but brand new to us, showing all our hosts, sponsors, and guests who have come from around the world. And I know what's great about a visual like that is you can see where those pockets are. You need to get some more guests in. But of course, you know, there's so many stories all over. We just keep putting them on no matter where they are. And hey, let's be realistic, you know. We're only on version 4.0 here. Now, you can click on any guests and see how many shows they've been a part of, because we've had a few that have been on as many shows as 3, 4, 5, some of them maybe even more, some of them way back in the first, you know, under 20 shows. Now, at this point, we've had 459 guests. And yes, some of those have been on multiple shows. Now, there are many other things I could talk about on the site. And I don't find it the easiest thing to, you know, kind of do a walkthrough of the site and lead you through. So I would just ask, if you haven't been over on our site, dothewoo.io, for some time, just take a few minutes, go through it, see what you think about it. We'd love to hear your feedback on it. You can leave a comment on the post of this episode. But hey, you know, I think that would be the best way for you to experience it, because a lot of you are listening to it through your pod app, so not as many people to get to the actual site. So please do check that out. As promised, even though I said this was going to be a real long one, I believe yesterday, I'm going to not make it as long as I anticipated it would be. First, you're going to find a new support option on our site. Now, when you're on a podcast, support doesn't mean you can call me and ask me to help you with your site, because you don't want that. Supporting the podcast. It's different than sponsorship. And this kind of support is really a bit different than other podcasts do because of the nature of our shows. You can now support a specific show, and by supporting a specific show, you support its host. You can go and check that out, because they're volunteering their time here. And I'll be also sharing more about that particular piece of the site later on. But I would like to thank all the companies. If you go and see the supporters, listed there are actually the companies of our hosts, because, hey, they're supporters of the site. They're supporters of the community. So I list them there. And then there's some that have paid money to be a supporter. And I do thank them so much. So please do go check them out, or that time when you're checking out the site, just click on that and see some of them. And I do want to also thank our partners. I mentioned WordPress.com, then of course WooCommerce and Jetpack. They are simply our partners. They have brought the support to us, and their belief in our community and the support they've given us, I would have never dreamed of. And most importantly, our sponsors. We've had a lot of them over the years. From day one, we had sponsors, and I'd love to list all of them. In fact, it might take me quite a bit of time to do that, but Your time is valuable. I don't think I can go through, you know, years of sponsors, but I want to give a huge shout out to our current sponsors. Airwallex, Avalara, Cloudways, GoDaddy, Hostinger, OmniSend, and Weglot. I've said this on many episodes. Do the Woo would not even be what it is or exist if not for these sponsors. I mean, they bring the support here. So please, at any opportunity, thank them and consider their products or services for your next build, because they've stepped into a community with not tons of expectation, but believing in supporting the growth of this podcast and helping to amplify all the voices. I think we should call that a wrap. You know, I'm sure there's maybe some open-ended questions you might have. I'm always willing to chat with you. You know, you can find me just about anywhere. A lot of other things will be covered. A lot more of how the site evolved, what we're doing. Hey, you know, reach out to me. If you're interested in being on the podcast, also reach out. You can do that on the site. Or if you want to support or sponsor a show, we have that option too. If you have questions about that part of it, let me know, because I want to make sure any sponsor and the sponsors that have stepped up is a right fit for both of us. I don't want their expectations to not be met, and I want to go the extra yard for them. Well, we have a lot more to do, and I'm not saying that the site is not complete. I'm just saying there's a lot of other ideas we have to get things in place and have some really cool stuff coming down the road. So I would suggest stay tuned. We do have a news channel, which is kind of what this was on, and I often do updates on that about the site and major launches. Hopefully this won't be happening anytime real soon again, let me tell you. So stay tuned. Just want to thank you, our listeners, for your amazing support. Of course, you're as important as anyone in helping grow this community. So until the next time,